This weekend, only at Macy's, it's our lowest prices of spring. How low? Diamond rings, pendants, and earrings, only $399, originally $1,500. Ninja blenders, now $89.99. And $395 men's designer suits, only $99.99. So if you're wondering why you should shop Macy's lowest prices sale, well, the name pretty much says it all. It's our lowest prices for one weekend only. Starts tomorrow at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
It is Christmas time. Welcome to this special Christmas episode of Lore of the Rings. Christmas is a beloved holiday celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ, and J.R.R. Tolkien, as a devout Catholic, shared a few heartfelt reflections about this season in his letters. His words reveal a blend of deep spirituality, a love for tradition, and an appreciation for the wonder of the holiday season. I'm Aaron, your host and guide to wandering Middle-earth. Here on Lore of the Rings, my goal is to rekindle what Tolkien might call an old light by inspiring you through Tolkien's words, ideas, and stories. In today's episode, I'll share a few thoughts about Christmas from Tolkien himself as he wrote them in his letters. I hope these glimpses into his heart and mind will uplift you this holiday season, no matter what holiday you celebrate. By the way, my source for today's episode is the Letters of J.R.R. Tolkien, revised and expanded edition. If you'd like to purchase your own copy, and I highly recommend it, it's like stepping into a time machine and a mind-reading device all at once. The letters offer incredible insight into Tolkien's personality, creative process, and relationships. You can order your copy at ringspodcast.com/letters. Now, let's wander Tolkien's unique perspective on Christmas, starting with his earliest memories. Tolkien's earliest recollections of Christmas might surprise you. While many of us picture snow-covered landscapes and warm fires and evergreen trees, Tolkien's memories were quite different. In his words, quote, "My earliest recollection of Christmas is of a blazing hot day," and, quote, "My first Christmas memory is of a blazing sun, drawn curtains, and a drooping eucalyptus." These memories come from his childhood in South Africa, where he lived for a few years. Imagine spending Christmas under a hot, sunny sun, surrounded by the distinctive sights and smells of eucalyptus trees. It's such a contrast to the wintry scenes we often associate with Christmas in the Northern Hemisphere. Tolkien's experience reminds us of the global diversity in how Christmas is celebrated. Even though his surroundings were unconventional by traditional standards, they left an impression on him. The connection between nature and memory, between place and experience, would later shape his storytelling. The natural world often plays a crucial role in Tolkien's works, serving as a backdrop and a character in its own right. His South African Christmases offer us an insight into how our early environments and experiences shape our perceptions of the world, and how those perceptions can inform our creativity. Now, let's fast forward to another Christmas in Tolkien's life, Christmas 1949. This was a momentous time for him, as he finally completed the first draft of The Lord of the Rings. He wrote, quote, "It was not until after Christmas that this goal, finishing writing The Lord of the Rings, was reached at last. It is finished, if still partly unrevised." Think about this for a minute. This towering work of literature, which took more than a decade to write, reached its completion during the holiday season. What a perfect time to celebrate such an achievement, and further evidence that The Lord of the Rings is indeed a Christmas story. The themes of The Lord of the Rings, hope, endurance, and the triumph of light over darkness, align beautifully with the message of Christmas. It's as though Tolkien's storytelling echoes the deeper truths of the holiday, that even in the face of overwhelming odds, there is always hope. Christmas may have provided Tolkien with the perfect backdrop to reflect on his accomplishment. Perhaps the joy and wonder of the season influenced his final push to complete the work, but that's just pure conjecture on my part. And let's fast forward a few more years to another Christmas, one where he celebrated the success of his books. In one letter, he noted with amazement, quote, "The sales of Lord of the Rings paperback have been colossal, surpassing all other books on the Christmas market, and without, I am told, seriously affecting the hardcover edition. The Hobbit has rocketed too." It's fascinating to see how Tolkien's works became part of Christmas traditions for readers around the world. Perhaps it's because his stories resonate so deeply with the themes of the season: hope, courage, and the enduring power of friendship and love, not to mention light overcoming darkness. I myself have received several Tolkien books as Christmas presents. And annually, my family and I enjoy a marathon of the extended editions of The Hobbit and The Lord of the Rings trilogies. One of the most fascinating glimpses into Tolkien's creativity comes from a Christmas greeting he sent to a friend, written in the languages and scripts he invented. In this letter, Tolkien wrote, quote, "This is just to wish you a happy Christmas in Dwarf Runes," and, quote, "This is just to wish you a very happy Christmas in two styles of Elvish script." Let's pause to think about what that means. Tolkien wasn't just wishing someone a Merry Christmas, he was doing so using two languages and three writing systems that he had painstakingly created. Imagine receiving such a note. It's not just a message, it's a personalized piece of art and a profound expression of his passion for creativity, storytelling, and connection. For Tolkien, the languages and scripts he invented weren't merely a whimsical exercise. They were deeply tied to the cultures and histories of the peoples of Middle-earth. By writing in these systems, Tolkien wasn't just communicating, he was inviting his friend to step into the world he had created. What a gift that would have been! To receive a note written in the creator's own invented languages would be like holding a piece of Middle-earth itself. Tolkien didn't simply create a story, he created a living, breathing world. His act of sending a Christmas greeting in Dwarvish and Elvish was a personal, heartfelt way to share a bit of that world with someone he cared about. It's also another reason for you to purchase your own copy at ringspodcast.com/letters so you can see the actual transcribed runes that Tolkien drew. Tolkien's reflections on Christmas weren't limited to memories and milestones. He had a profound appreciation for the holiday's deeper meaning. In one letter he wrote, quote, "A Merry Christmas and God bless you all. Well, here comes Christmas, that astonishing thing that no commercialism can in fact defile, unless you let it." These words are as relevant today as they were when Tolkien wrote them. Christmas has become a highly commercialized holiday, but Tolkien's perspective challenges you and I to look beyond the tinsel and the gift wrap and the Black Friday deals. For him, Christmas was a time of wonder, a celebration of light, love, and renewal that couldn't be tarnished by external pressures, unless we allow it. Tolkien's faith also played a significant role in his view of Christmas. As a devout Catholic, he saw the holiday as a sacred celebration of Christ's birth, a time to reflect on divine grace and hope for the future. His words encourage us to strip away the distractions and focus on the heart of the holiday. Let's finish by returning to Tolkien's simple yet profound wish, quote, "All graces and cheer at Christmas." Tolkien's reflections on Christmas remind us of the season's deeper meaning. Whether it's through cherished memories, creative achievements, or heartfelt greetings, Christmas, or whichever of the beautiful holidays you celebrate this time of year, offers you and I a chance to pause, reflect, and celebrate the enduring light in our lives, as well as connect with our loved ones. May this Christmas season inspire you with wonder, hope, and joy, just as Tolkien's words and stories continue to inspire me today. And if you'd like to dive deeper into his letters, don't forget to visit ringspodcast.com/letters to order your own copy of The Letters of J.R.R. Tolkien. Thank you for joining me on this special Christmas episode of Lore of the Rings. I hope you have a wonderful holiday season, filled with light, love, and inspiration. Merry Christmas. Thank you to this episode's executive producer, The Old One. If you would like to support the show, visit ringspodcast.com/member. And if you do choose to purchase your own copy of The Letters of J.R.R. Tolkien from Amazon, I am an affiliate for Amazon and may receive a small compensation at no extra cost for you. Thank you for wandering Middle-earth with me today.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Lord Vader, Operation Andor is underway.
Excellent. If we release 3 episodes per week, the Lorehounds will never be able to cover every episode. The Imperial forces will crush the rebellion before it begins.
Stand by. We're picking up something on our scanners.
Echo Squadron, reporting in.
Delta Squadron, on your left.
Tango Squadron on your six.
With Imperial forces coming in fast, we're calling all Rebels to join the fight this season. Starting after the April 22nd premiere, you'll hear three full breakdowns for each week's episodes of Andor Season 2. Each podcast will be led by one of our squadron leaders, Alicia, David, and John. We'll be bringing in new and familiar voices to fill out the roster. Search for the Lorehounds on any podcast platform to join us in a galaxy far, far away. And don't forget to check out our season pass for even more content like our Holocron bonus pods. It's good news for anyone, except Darth Vader.